Through this, he also establishes another point, namely, they should not be set against one another. His claim that they are one pertains to their inability to do anything without God that gives the increase. By saying this, he didn't allow those who worked more to look down on those who contributed less, nor did he allow these to envy the others. Next, since esteeming all as one, whether they've exerted much or little effort, can lead to complacency, notice how he corrects this by stating, "But each will receive his own reward according to his own labor." It's as if he's saying, "Don't be afraid because I said, you are one, for compared to the work of God, they are one. But regarding labor, it isn't so, but each shall receive his own reward."